Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. Depending to what extent musical theatre figures in your life, Audra McDonald might well be the biggest star you've never heard of. She has, though, attained legend status in her native America, having won a record 6 Tony Awards, 2 Grammys and an Emmy. So it's somewhat surprising that she's only now making her West End debut. But this mesmerising portrayal of jazz icon Billie Holiday, a role for which she notched up that record 6th Tony, has been well worth the wait. The setting for Lainey Robertson's play with music is the eponymous Philadelphia Nightspot in March 1959, where 44-year-old Billie is to play a gig. History tells us that she will be dead within 4 months. Between songs, Billie recalls significant moments in her life, and boy, what a life. The illegitimate child of teenage parents, sexually abused as a 10-year-old, a prostitute by 14, years of drug and alcohol dependency and spells in jail. Not to mention encountering more than her fair share of sickening racism. One story about trying to use the toilet facilities in a whites-only establishment while on tour is as hilarious as it is chilling. But despite this turbulent personal background, she still became one of the most respected singers of the 20th century. McDonald doesn't just recount these stories as Billie, she becomes Billie before our eyes. The posture, the tilt of the head, and the unique musical phrasing on classic songs such as Strange Fruit and God Bless the Child. What she does with her voice is really quite remarkable. An operatic soprano by nature and training, she manages to lower it a couple of octaves to give us that distinctive rasp that came from years of physical abuse. But while she captures Billie perfectly, this is no stars in their eyes impersonation that tips over into caricature. It's nuanced and with a precise attention to detail. Lonnie Price directs with a lightness of touch, and Christopher Oram's set, with its onstage seating and the first few rows of seats replaced with tables and chairs, helps give it all a nightclub feeling of intimacy. There are laughs for sure as Billie rambles on and is cajoled by her pianist, played by Shelton Becton, to sing another song, but ultimately this is a heartbreaking portrait of a life unravelling before our eyes. It's very likely that the McDonald housekeeper will have an Olivier to dust along with all those Tonys by this time next year. Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill is at Wyndham's Theatre until the 9th of September. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.